looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
It's 24-4, 131-873 now. In Gus, we trust. Phil Gould, rugby league legend, a colleague here at Nine, has done a whole bunch of teenage boys from the flood-hit Northern Rivers. Such a solid. It's beyond belief. And he's got his mate Craig Laundy from the Laundy family involved to help out too. So listen to this. The Ballina Seagulls, under-16 team, they decided at the start of the year their goal would be to raise enough money by the end of the season to get to the NRL Grand Final, all of them. It was going to be their end-of-season trip. So most of the boys have never been to a game of NRL live, let alone a Grand Final. So the boys set out about raising the cash. Talking about teenage boys, it's hard to get teenage boys to do this sort of stuff, but they were committed because they really wanted to get to the NRL Grand Final. So the Ballina Seagulls, under-16s, held weekly barbecues, they had a few raffles, they got a signed Sharks jersey even to raffle off, and they did everything that they possibly could so that they could get 24 players and parents and staff from Ballina to Sydney for this Sunday's game. And they did it all season long. And they ended up raising around six-ish grand. So after they hired a bus, they thought, oh no, we've only got about $4,000 left and we haven't got tickets and we certainly haven't got accommodation. What are we going to do? Now, after asking, they managed to get their hands on some grand final tickets, but in terms of accommodation, they'd all but given up. And a few of them thought, oh, we're going to have to call this off. Or maybe our end-of-season trip instead, we just drive up the M1 and we end up at the Gold Coast. Or maybe we come down to Sydney and we've got a bus, so we could all just sleep in the bus at Newcastle or something because we can't afford accommodation. So they were pulling their hair out and they were a bit exasperated, as you can imagine. So the Ballina Seagulls under-16s coach, Chris Walker, decided, you know what, I'm just going to have a little Hail Mary. Just put a little Hail Mary out there. So he emailed Phil Gould at the Bulldogs and said, hey, Gus, is there any way you can help? Now, Gus doesn't know these blokes. Rings Craig Laundy, their sponsors, and lo and behold, the Ballina Seagulls now have 12 rooms on the house, 5 minutes from a Coors Stadium, so that they can fulfill their grand final dream this Sunday. What a good yarn. Chris Walker, coach of the Ballina Seagulls under-16s, is on the line. How good's that, Chris?
Mate, that's absolutely amazing. You know, it's absolutely made our year. There's a bit of a story to it, and it's a pretty good story, really. So last Friday, I was a little bit stressed, and I was thinking, you know, what are we going to do? And like I'd said to you, you know, maybe we stop 3 hours out of Sydney and try and wing it all the way down. I was watching something on Facebook and Gus is on there talking to someone else about the semi-finals and I went, I wonder if I could find his email. And it was an absolute, you know, I'll never hear back from it. And I found his email, sent it through, pretty much said, mate, this is a bit of Hail Mary. If you know of anywhere or even a hall or anything like that, would be much appreciated. Within 5 minutes, Craig's on the phone to me. And Craig goes, mate, I didn't even know who Craig was, right? I was sort of a bit starstruck. He goes, Gus has told me to give you a call. This is 5 minutes after the email. And I went, sorry, mate, who are you? And he's explained who he is. And I went, wow. He goes, look, mate, and I'm sort of going, look, I just want a haul or something like that. He's like, no, we'll sort it out for you. So I put down the phone and I think I've looked at my partner and said, and told her the story about the phone call. And she's went, how many beers have you had? And I went, no, I'm serious.
Well, you do live in the Northern Rivers, Chris.
Yeah. Well, and anyways, I've sent him a text going, you know, thank you so much, mate. You know, even if you can find us a haul or anything, that would be so much appreciated. He's like, mate, we'll do better than that. So we've spoken a few times over the week. And when he's turned around to us and said, we'll sort it out, we've had a few conversations, And then he's like, mate, I've got yous booked in 5 minutes from the game and we're going to pay for it. We were just astounded. We were just, you know, that's what grassroots footy is all about. That's what community is all about. And so appreciative to Craig and Gus, and it's absolutely blown our mind. So now we've got a bunch of kids that get to go down and see the grand final, which is something they'll probably never do again in their life. And it's absolutely amazing.
How excited are the boys?
Oh, mate, they're cheering. So, you know, I don't think they'll really know until they get on the bus tomorrow. But, you know, just when I told them about the phone call and what was going to happen, and they're so happy and excited, and we all can't wait.
So when you sent the email to Phil Gould, like, he's not a small name in Australia. He's a fairly high-profile sort of bloke. Did you think that the under-16s Ballina Seagulls coach would warrant a response from Gus?
Not at all, but in the back of my mind, I was thinking, the king of grassroots footy and the person that probably speaks about it the most and does so much for the community with that would be Gus Gould. And like I said, it was a Hail Mary. I thought, I'll never hear anything back from him. And I literally sat down and didn't think about it. And then 5 minutes later, I got that phone call from Craig. And it was just amazing. You know, from there, it's just been a rollercoaster all week for all of us. And we're just so appreciative and so happy and so excited.
Well, Chris, I've got someone on the line I reckon you want to say thank you to. Craig Laundy from Laundy Hotels is on the line. Craig, you're a good bloke, mate.
Oh, mate, you can hear the emotion in Chris's voice, and he gave you a bit of the backstory there, but when I rang him, he was sort of in shock, and then he actually sent me a text message afterwards because he'd obviously checked out, you know, who we were, what we could, you know, what we could possibly do. And he sent me a big text saying, mate, I'm so sorry. I had no idea who I was talking to, but oh, look, anything. He said in the text, we'll sleep on the floor of a hall, whatever. But, you know, these volunteers, Chris, grassroots footy doesn't exist without people like Chris. I know he's taken over. Jamie Lyons up there and involved. And, you know, to be able to help them out, mate, you know, we're blessed that we've gone okay. And yeah, are we the major sponsor for the Bulldogs? Yes, we are, and we're thrilled to be that. But we get as much thrill, mate, and we do this a lot, helping out people that are that need a hand.
Well, you never know. There might be a little Josh Adokar in that side, Craig, the under 16 Seagulls.
Don't worry, and Chris Walker will tell you this. At the end of the conversations, when we got it all sorted, I said, now don't forget the Ballina Junior Rugby League team is now a feeder club for the Bulldogs.
Chris, is that true?
Yeah, he did, mate. And look, you know what? There is a few stars here. So it could be something to look into. It could be something we're talking about in a couple of years' time, and this is how it started. But, yeah, look, just so appreciative and so happy. And yeah, it absolutely took us by surprise and really didn't think anything would come with it. And it really has. And it's just, it's made our whole season. So,
yeah, good on you.
And even in the stuff that we did during the year, like, it was a lot of hours. And I was getting the boys up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go down and cook barbecues, you know. And we do that until our game. And then, you know, overnight time, we go down to the club and we do the raffles. And then we got a couple of shirts and we raffled them off. So there was a lot of hours that went into trying to even get close. And these guys have made it happen. So absolutely stoked.
Chris, and to all the Ballina Seagulls under-16s travelling party, drive down safe and enjoy the footy on Sunday, all right?
Yeah, mate, thank you.
And Craig Laundy, to you, yes, your family, to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs and to Phil Gus Gould, well done, because that is what grassroots footy is all about. Good on you.
Thanks, Chris. Cheers, mate.
Good on you. That's Craig Laundy, former MP and from Laundy Hotels, and Chris Walker, the Ballina Seagulls under-16s coach. What a good story. And Ivy sends a little text message about it. Hi, Chris. What a fabulous story, re Ballina. What nice people Gus and Craig Laundy are. Hail Mary to you both. I have tears of joy and pride. Good on you, Ivy. 131-873. Now, I've got a little update on this bus crash at Kensington. Steve Carline will have an update too in the traffic, but Janet has called in from Kensington. We'll get her on the line after the break.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.